18th-century London offered around 200 pleasure gardens and tea gardens for the public to enjoy. They offered a chance for people to escape from congested city life and to see and be seen in an airy, pleasant environment. One such tea garden was White Conduit House, Islington. In 1753, the proprietor, Mr. Bartholomew, advertised his improved facilities. These included a circular fish pond, a long walk with a number of shady arbours, and the possibility to dine on hot loaves and butter, which was served every day, and to drink milk directly from the cows. There was also tea, coffee, and all manner of drinks, served in a handsome long room. Later, Mr. Bartholomew added entertainments, such as balloon ascents, fireworks, and evening concerts. It was here that composer James Hook, then a young man from Norwich, found his first employment. He performed the organ daily as part of the entertainments. Hook worked himself up to be the organist and composer of Vauxhall Gardens, the most famous of the London pleasure gardens. He performed on the organ and even on the newly introduced pianoforte. He composed many songs, concertos and stage works. In 1820, after nearly 50 years of working at Vauxhall, Hook suddenly and inexplicably left. The proprietor was so baffled by the sudden departure that he kept Hook's post open for him for a whole season in the hope that the composer would reappear. It's not known why James Hook left, but 7 years later he died in Bologna, leaving his second wife destitute. James Hook was the first English composer to write in the galant style popularized by J.C. Bach. This style is clearly heard in his concertos, which he published for harpsichord or fortepiano in 1771. Hook's D major concerto will be performed on the harpsichord by Eric Dippenaar in the Cape Town Baroque Festival in collaboration with the Cape Town Concert Series on Saturday the 22nd of September in the Baxter Concert Hall. It is part of a chamber music concert which features Karin von Heerden on baroque oboe and recorder with members of Camerata Tinta Barocca and also Baroque 2000 from Durban, playing works by Uccellini, Vivaldi and Telemann. Here is the charming second movement from Hook's D major concerto. It features pizzicatos in the strings and a distinct Scotch snap in the melody. It's performed here on the forte piano by David Owen Norris with ensemble Sonre.
Thank you.
second movement from Hook's D Major Concerto, performed on the fortepiano by David Owen Norris with Ensemble Sonre. To hear this bonbon again and to find out more about the Cape Town Baroque Festival, please go to the FMR website, click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons.